to thank everybody for helping us. I'm telling you, this has been an amazing year. Highs and lows for all of us, but because of the YouTube group and our online church, we have made it through some of the hard spots. Couldn't do it without you. And I want to just encourage you to share and like these YouTubes while we can. I don't usually like to tell people that, but it's a time we need to let people know what's going on and prepare them for what's coming. And most of us that are listening to this, we know, but we have some new people that are coming and watching, and we really want to get the word out while we still can so people understand the reality that we face. I just want to give a little review from last week. In Matthew 16, verse 3, Jesus was telling the religious leaders, he said, "You know what the weather is, you know the signs of the weather, but you do not interpret the signs of the times." And he was rebuking them for not knowing what's going on. And he wants us to know what's going on. As mothers, fathers, grandparents, some teens watch this. I'm so excited to hear from Australia that their teens are all watching this. So you just never know who's God's going to put in your life that you need to tell and prepare them for the things that they're seeing and they don't understand, because people are not putting a framework of what's going on. And so we want to just kind of do that. And some of this might be a little review in the beginning, but then we want to get into some other stuff. So last week we talked about, this is not my favorite subject, just so you know, I'm doing this by obedience, but Agenda 21, or a sustainable development, or what they call climate change, climate control, has agendas. And some of their population control, this is the Agenda 21. They have 17 sustainable goals. We're not going to go through all that, but I just kind of put them together because some people don't want to study it. It is discouraging to study it, but it's here now. Agenda 21 is here, and it's not all happening, but the agendas are starting. And some of you might see some of this, and you want to know, why isn't anyone talking about it? And that's my concern, too, is why are not more leaders talking and letting people know what is happening so you can prepare? They want gun control. If you don't know that, gun control is always been there, but we have so far in the United States not had to face that yet. They would love to chip, track, and trace everyone, the Internet of Things, the Internet of People. We are now in a live experiment, and that's all I'll say about that. Another sustainable goal is social justice, or global socialism, socialized medicine. We're starting to see things change with our medicine. Things are changing. Elimination of parental authority. I want to talk about this a little bit. Remember that the Agenda 21 is definitely into the new world, what they want to create, and it's the post-Christian world. So it's against Christ. And the Bible says a lot about this, and we have to pay attention to what the Bible says, because it's like a living reality of what we're facing. We're living in the book of Revelations and the book of Daniel. But then redistribution of wealth, eugenics, hate crime laws against the Bible. These are just a few of them. And in 1992, the United Nations Earth Summit unveiled Agenda 21. It's a 400-page document. It details how sustainable development is to be implemented in every country of the world. And you might think, oh, that's far away. Well, it starts with the local. It's not just way out there, but if you'll look at your own city, you'll see that there are sustainable goals in your city. So this is well planned out. Everything you're going to hear about now is climate change and sustainable. Is it sustainable? So just know that this is part of the agenda. Admitting that sustainable development is the framework for the global governance. The fact that they want one thing to happen right now, that the whole world is affected, everything is becoming global. We are in this together. This is global. We are now in Agenda 21. When I started this, 5 years ago, teaching on this, it's coming. Well, it's not just coming. It's been being implemented. But if you look no farther than your $1 bill, you'll see the New World Order in the plans, even in the back of the dollar bill. It's in Latin for announcing the birth of the New World Order. So look on your the back of your dollar bill. You'll see this. This is not new. This has been going on. And we are facing things now. Change is their big thing. And now we're facing some changes that we've not seen before. And we want to talk a little bit about that. But in Matthew 27, I want to look there. This is kind of what hit me this week was Judas. And I was like, why did Jesus tell us so much about Judas? He wanted us to know the enemy works from the inside with the weakest links. And he wants us to know that Judas is something we're going to all experience. And to me, it's the fake Christians. And I'm not judging Judas, whatever. I'm just telling you what's written here. And that he wanted us to know that there were insiders, that Judas was motivated by money. But once he got the money, what did he do? He threw down the 30 pieces of silver and he didn't even want it. But let's look at that real quick. Matthew 27, verse 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him astray and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. We are now seeing governors in action, aren't we? Then Judas, which had betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again 30 pieces of silver to where? I want you to see where he brought this. To the chief priests and the elders, the religious system of the day, saying, I have sinned and that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is it to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and he went and he hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. So we think about Judas. He was sold out. He was sold out for money. He was sold out to maybe a different religious system to show us the enemy works through the weakest link and to those that really want other things, the lust of other things, the things of the world. The same is happening today, not only in our churches, but in our political systems. The beast system is definitely here, has been here, and is rising into a new area we've never seen before on this earth. Now in 2 Timothy 3, but it's all prophesied in here. So that's why we have to face it, deal with reality, learn how to handle what's coming. If you didn't know, yesterday we were watching a world situation of the weather, and they said there was at least 10 earthquakes. You didn't even hear about it in our local. How many?
1,800.
Lots of them. So once one big earthquake comes, lots of little ones start going off. And this is happening now. New Zealand had them and different other countries. But this is stuff that's not happened before. Our world is definitely changing. The geostorms that we've seen movies of and geoengineering. That's a word I want you to study for yourself, geoengineering. So in 2 Timothy 3, verse 10, he said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Verse 11, people don't want to preach on this. Persecutions. Persecutions and afflictions which came to me in Antioch. With persecutions, what did he say? I endured, but out of them all the Lord has delivered me. Yea, and all that live, godly. Notice the word godly. There's a lot of people that say they're Christians, but they're not living godly, as we see scandal after scandal after scandal, which I believe has been purposely trying to bring Christians away from the faith anyway. That's why we've been warning you, don't get your eyes on some of these celebrity preachers. In Christ Jesus, you're going to suffer great glorious mansions and jets? Oh, sorry, I guess it says persecution. But evil men, this is the part I want you to see, evil men and seducers. Now that word seducer there means imposters. They're pretenders. In every form that we live in, we're going to see imposters. What is an imposter? It's one that assumes false identity. to deceive. So he said, evil men and seducers or imposters, pretenders shall get better and better, wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Deceiving and being deceived. And we've been talking a lot about in the end times, the thing that's going to be huge in our world is deception. But we're supposed to continue and go on, go through verse 16. It's really good. But you know the Holy Scriptures, continue in the things that thou hast learned. And that's what I want to tell all of us. We got to continue in the things that we have learned and the things that we have known, whether we feel like it or not. Praise him whether you feel like it or not, in good days and bad days, in the storm. Continue in all things. Be bold, be strong in this day that we need. As soldiers, we're in a war. It's a spiritual war, and it's also spilling over now into the physical. And so we want to talk about that. In 2 Samuel 3:39, the Lord shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. So when you get mad sometimes and you see these deceivers and you see these politicians and you see these things happen, commit it to the Lord. Revenge, that's not our job, that's his. Vengeance is his. He will reward them. There's coming a time that he will reward them according to what they've done. So I think there's a 1 to 10, the ones that haven't done as much and then the ones that are bad. So it's like only God can rightfully judge. But the Lord shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. Now some of the things that, well, maybe I'll do this first. Talking about the agendas and announcing the birth of the New World Order. Just out of this book I've preached on for 6 years, there's just two places I want to share that we're kind of facing right now. Things that I've shared, but now as you share them and you see them, it's kind of a different story. When something's way out there and now it's like, wow, right here. Right? The old world is coming to an end. And we talked about the new world. This is a Luciferian. There's a lot of things that are going to be unbelievably vexing to watch on television, to see commercials. These things are happening, books that are being written. The target is our children. Yeah. Very sad. The old world is coming to an end. It will be replaced with a new way of doing things. Are we seeing new ways of doing things? The old world will be called, the new world will be called the New World Order. The new world will include changes in the family. And I want to share just a bit about the family. Religion. We're going to see changes in the family. Religion. New religion, the worship of man and his mind, all will believe in the new religion. We are seeing the Abrahamic Accord that was signed, all religion becoming one. The majority of the people will not readily accept the New World Order, listen to this, but will be deceived into accepting it. Now, Revelation 8:23, it says, for the merchants were the great men of the earth. Who are these people that are ruling behind the scenes? They're the merchants, the great men of the earth. And by their sorceries were all nations deceived. Now that word sorcery we found out was pharmakeia. Yes. We are in this now. Yes. By their pharmakeia will all nations be deceived. He tells us how there's going to be deceived. And they said they're not going to receive the New World Order except they be deceived. So we see a great deception going on. And he said that those in favor of the changes will have become seated in the very thrones of power, generally without the public realizing it. One thing I love about God, he does everything openly. He doesn't do things in secret. The enemy does secret societies. Everything is, you know, there's choices people have to make. And the choices we have to make, we're only given one set of facts. We don't see the other side and we don't hear everything. And that's propaganda when they only share one side. They only communicate one side. That's deception because you can't critically think through things when you're only given one set of propaganda and you're forced to believe that. Well, the old order will be destroyed piece by piece by a series of planned nibbles and at the established format. The basic tenets of Christianity, which were the base for the old world order, will have to be eliminated. And violence will be introduced and controlled if needed to be. The people of the world will give up their freedom. Are we seeing freedoms being taken away and given up? The people of the world, this is their plan. The people of the world will give up their freedom to the controllers because there will be a planned, he didn't know what, famine or some other serious occurrence. It will be introduced one step at a time. And this is my own notes. I put methods used to implement these changes. Now, as I've studied their documents and I've studied things and they've used different countries for testing, they said, we will not fail this time because we're going to introduce more bread, that's money, circuses, putting on shows, trying to get people distracted and deceived, mysteries and miracles. Their words, bread, circuses, mysteries, and miracles. My words, distractions and division. A people that is divided is very easy to control. Much more so than if we were all united. And Jesus said, the kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And one little thing about the attack on the family, which we're seeing now, even the definition of a family is under attack. It will have to be changed if the family is to be destroyed. The destruction of the family unit has been the goal of the communist socialists for 140 years. Karl Marx, the so-called father of communism, wrote that that was the goal of the party. Why would that be? Because everything God made, the devil is against. The food we eat, everything that God created and said was good, the devil wants to be like the Most High God. God can see everything. So what does the devil want to do through artificial intelligence? See everything. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. What is the devil? He wants to invade your temple.
That's right.
So the destruction of the family, the so-called father of communism wrote that that was a goal, to get rid of the family. And Robert Owen, his so-called father of socialism wrote, now listen to this, because this is what we are facing and seeing right now. In the new moral world, they call it, the irrational names of husband and wife, parent and child, will be heard no more. Things are being changed. We're coming into some areas we have not faced before, but it's been planned. Just a couple, an article here that I saw this week. The Arizona Department of Education has created a toolkit claiming that babies show the first sign of racism at 3 months. And that white children remain strongly biased in favor of whiteness by age 5. The whole article is here, you can see it. But seriously, racism is taught. Kids are innocent and pure. And this just came in, this is kind of a joke to lighten things up, but the Wizard of Oz, and this is a joke, is being pulled because it is an offense to people without brains.
Yeah.
Now, culture. We live in a culture. And what is a culture? A culture is where everybody lives. Diversity is great. I mean, I can speak on this subject because I have Japanese, Puerto Ricans, Trinidads. I have every kind of nationality in my family line. And we all get along. I mean, we're not prejudiced. We don't see people according to that way. But this is what the enemy wants us to get against each other, to race bait and to divide and to cause a civil war. Well, the culture is when we disagree and we allow it. It's okay, you have your opinion. I have my opinion. When you silence people you disagree with, it creates a level of hatred. Yeah. Racism, to sow division amongst the races. I now have to hate you because of this. Or because of that. This is what they're trying to put in the new world. They want one kind of thinking, one agenda. If you don't agree with this agenda, you're going to be fact-checked and taken off. Yep. Because of that, it creates hate, division, discord, fear, and pride. Don't play into it. Don't buy this. Don't go into what they're trying to do. They want to spray everyone with these terms. White supremacist. Don't be so white. Well, good luck with that. Yeah. I think the Pillsbury Doughboy might be up for... and the White House might have to go, and brownies might have to go. How far are they going to go with this? Cancel culture. We're hearing that buzzword now. It's been around for a couple years. Cancel culture is a threat to our freedom. New secular environment is hostile to truth and light. So the light's getting snuffed out. The truth is being snuffed out. The persecution is coming for those that speak the truth. It's hard to even have an opinion different than what the mainstream agenda is. A sleepwalk into tyranny. The goal, the end time goal of cancel culture is to wipe out truth. It's to get rid of the light, get rid of truth, puts in another system, puts in the Luciferian system. The Alice Bailey's been talking, you know, she's dead now, but all the Alice Bailey stuff I've taught you through the years, all this stuff. We are seeing people disappear from social media and platforms. Cancel culture means to stop giving support to that person or that group. They X them out. And then they want you to apologize. Cancel culture calls out and removes problematic people from mainstream culture. The people that don't go along with the agenda that's being pushed right now. You no longer have a voice. This is the First Amendment being taken away. And trust me, they're after the second one. I've seen their papers. It forces control over a world that is becoming more dangerous and less tolerant. Remember I talked about the God of forces? You are forced to conform. Are you starting to see the fringes of that? Listen, oh, say this, don't dare say this. We're starting to see, wow, I don't even dare comment. Everybody's divided. Yeah. I mean, if you talk about, I'm not even going to bring them up, I don't want to get taken off YouTube, but if you bring up this subject, somebody's going to fight you. If you bring up this. Some people in your family you can't even talk about. They're so opinionated on their side. This is all by design. Cancel culture is being performed in social media in the form of group shaming. Wait till the mob comes after you. It's been used for decades in this country, listen, by conservatives and liberals. This is a thing of the right and left attack each other, but it's never been to the level we see now. It's never been this arrogant and blatant and demeaning and demonic. It's never been at this level. Sowing confusion, arousing anger, outrage and hate at new levels. Canceling is like boycotting and other types of rejection, but seeks to punish and harm the targets and demands apology. It puts you all in a group, and that group, you have to apologize to this group. Well, you weren't even born then. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. And trust me, there is racism. I've seen it and I've experienced it in my family. I understand that, the heartache of it, because there is a devil loose. But this whole agenda now is going to be pushed to race baiting. And it's sad there are pockets that people are that way, but there's a lot of people that are not. I mean, there's so many good people in the world. Canceling is meant to punish. Canceling bypasses a legal due process. You are not innocent now until proven guilty. You're guilty. This is so anti-Christ. It's so against what the Bible teaches. It's a dangerous game to X people out. And I think it's sad in Christian circles that people don't get along, and when you quit going to this church, they X you out, and they don't want anything to do with you. And some people cause trouble, and there's a reason they reap what they sow, but a lot of times people are just seeking truth, and they just don't understand what's going on, and they've been X'd out, and they've been, it's so cultish that they're treated wrong. Even Mr. Potato got attacked this week. This is the 21st century rebrand. Canceling out, he's a mister. So he can't have any more tater tots. I had to throw in a little humor, right? It gets a little... So why all the changes? Why is this happening? Why is all these changes? This is the agenda that's being pushed. And listen to what they're saying. Culture has evolved. They say kids want to represent their own experiences. Kids don't know what they want. Exactly. The kids are the target. Sure. And they're saying kids want to... kids are told what to do at a certain age. They do make decisions. They do rebel. But a lot of these kids, they're totally clueless and they're innocent. They're the targets. They said kids want to represent their own experiences. With Mr. and Mrs., remember we just read in what their agenda was to get rid of these names? With Mr. and Mrs. is limiting them when it comes to identity and family structure. So they're saying the children want it, the youth want it. Well, they're being told what to believe. Unfortunately, many people don't think for themselves anymore. They're saying it's time to renew. It's time to renew, get rid of the old. What were we talking about? Piece by piece. To destroy what? Family. Now I want to finish this with lessons we need to learn from history. Is history repeating itself? Are there things we can look back in history? Because one thing I've learned, we don't learn from history. A lot of people don't, and now history's being erased, right? Remember, it didn't start with gas chambers. Yeah. It started with politicians dividing the people, with us versus them. It started with intolerance and hate speech. And when people stopped caring, becoming desensitized and turned a blind eye. There was a 103-year-old man that lived under this whole thing, and he said, you wouldn't believe what happened. And why? They said, why did you turn your eyes and blind eye against the Jews? And he said, we were told they were diseased. Are we going to see that today? The people that don't do this and that, you're going to be marked as diseased? Interesting. Will history repeat itself? Division, divide, and conquer. I can tell you right now, it's working in your families. Some of your kids agree with you, and some of you disagree, and some of you don't even talk anymore, and some of you are fighting over this and fighting. Don't let it happen. Even if people make bad choices, we got to love them where they are. There's a lot of people I know that don't get this. They don't understand what's happening, and you just have to be patient, because you can't overload them either. If you give them too much, they'll freak out. But when they're ready, they're going to come. They're going to want answers. So a couple things I wrote down that we can learn from history. First of all, we learn that we don't learn from history. So what happens when we don't learn? We repeat it. Hello? So a lesson from Hitler's Germany. And this is going to be through for the world. I think that was a test. Maybe not all the things that will happen, but there were things that were tested there. And here's some of the things that I've got through the studies of the books that I've read. Through the power of propaganda and intimidation. Propaganda. What is propaganda? What you see and what you hear on the news, on the news, on the news. It repeats. And what does it do? It puts fear and intimidation. Most of the people I know don't listen to the news anymore. We find other sources because it's so the same. It's just the same after this. It's very discouraging and depressing. But this is what happened in Germany. Through the propaganda and intimidation, ordinary people can become a part of an evil movement. Ordinary people turned a blind eye. They would say they knew when the vans were coming and they didn't even try to stop them. Everybody just laid down. Well, their disease, take them away. Propaganda is a form of communication intended to sway the audience through presenting only one side of the argument. We are not given all the facts. We should be given all the facts and decide. We are not given the facts. We are told what the facts are, and we're not allowed. Researchers now are totally called stupid, and the so-called fake science has taken over. We're not given all the facts. Repeat in history. The experience of Germany teaches us that once a government creates wealth out of nothing, bread, it's just a matter of time before it collapses. Number three, when people fear starvation, when they fear losing their jobs, when they start living in fear, they get desperate and will do anything to live, including surrendering their rights, their freedoms, as the Germans did. Expect more of this. What did they accept in Germany? They accepted censorship, freedom of assembly, and even dictatorship in order to live. Through surveillance, wiretaps, and spying. This was the old days. They rewarded those who betrayed their friends. We have new technology now. We have more money now. They want you to turn in your friends. We've only just barely heard of this, but do you think this might increase? Rewarding those who betray their friends, Hitler tried to control the citizens of Germany. Through fear, intimidation, starvation, he controlled the people. Very interesting. Hitler said, the best way to conquer your enemies is to divide them. Let me say that again. Hitler said the best way to conquer your enemies is to divide them. Do we see division? If you turn on the TV, one group hates the other one. One party hates the other party. If they even know you support this guy or support, you're instantly enemies. We've never seen this before in our nation. The nation that had been seduced by propaganda, they're seduced, they were deceived, and now they're headed for persecution. Number six, laws always reflect a nation's priorities, agendas, and what they value. Are we seeing a lot of executive orders? Have we seen a lot of executive orders? Right and wrong were whatever Hitler said was right and wrong. The appearance of Nazi Germany reminds us that whoever controls a nation's laws controls a nation's agendas and values. Watch the laws, the executive orders they're passing, not only in the presidency, but also the governors. The governors are passing executive orders. This has never happened before. And some of you want to say, well, it's this group, it's that group. Well, the last group set this up. So don't just say it's this group. This is an agenda plan, and I hate to tell you, but you're going to have to get off of the fence. You're going to have to come back to Christianity and not look to a man to save you. Jesus saved us. Because the Antichrist, like Hitler, will transform his world by changing the laws. Daniel 7:25. It begins with lies, and then it ends with laws. It begins, as they're doing this with the First Amendment, watch it for the Second Amendment and the other ones to see they are changing our world. We are not coming back to the same world. Things are changing. There's going to be new regulations. There's going to be new rules that this world is passing for you to be able to comfortably fit in. And there's going to be consequences for whatever side you take. There's going to be a consequence of one thing, I'm not going to say it, and there's going to be consequences of other things. So you better decide which consequence and which side and what you are planning to do, because everybody has to make personal choices in what's expected of us in the days to come. So it begins with lies and then it makes laws. The media can shape the values of a culture and bring in a cancer culture that is at war with the values of the past. What is the new world? What is this new agenda? To be at war with the Christian values. To be at war with the old world that we know. To bring down Christ and to bring up the new world religion that all religions are a part of, right? So who's going to be the persecuted ones? Who is going to be the ones that they want? Well, that's why they've infiltrated our churches for so long. To make it so that these Judases... And this is what you have to see it. You have to see it. These Judases that have pretended to be Christians are not Christians. A lot of them are not Christians. They were in a place of power to change from the inside. And now some of you are starting to see this. I've preached on this for 5 years, I think, or maybe six. But when I started seeing who these people were, I just wept because I didn't believe that the new world was a hold of a lot of our churches. It's going to be harder and harder to find truth. There's going to be a famine in the land. So what I recommend is get a group of believers. You are the church. This took me years to figure out I didn't need a building. Because 38 years of my ministry, I built a building, built a ministry. We did all this stuff. And then as things started changing, I was like, I can't be a part of that anymore. There's something wrong with this system. So you're going to all have to be at different places and seeing, well, this is what's being taught isn't right. Find a group of believers. Get some people that are of the same mind if you can. Sit and listen to YouTubes together as a family or as a neighborhood. If you're lucky to find neighbors that even agree. But I believe the home groups are going to be where it's at in the underground church. That's all I'll say. They want to bring in a cancel culture that's at war with the values of the past. Brainwashing. Brainwashing. You can always tell people that don't study and that just watch the news because they vomit. They vomit. They vomit. Everything that they've been told, they vomit. They vomit. Brainwashing. And enough people say the same thing enough, it's got to be true, right? And then these lies become laws. And in Daniel 7:25, he says it's going to wear out the saints. So I want to say we got to gird up our loins to get worn because these things grate you. When you watch a TV show and you start seeing things, wow, they just throw that in there. They just threw that in. It vexes you. It hurts you. And the words they say. I used to always say, I don't want to go to these R-rated. I'm not going to them. I don't want to be sitting there paying for someone to swear at me. It's just these words. It's like, you know what? Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. If you're a dirty person, you're going to have dirty words, right? So these things are going to vex you more and more. What you see, it's going to vex you. If that offended you, good. Just feeling like that. Just check your words. Brainwashing. If enough people say the same thing enough, the lies end up as laws. And in Daniel 7:25, not only does it wear out the saints, it says it wants to change the times. Our weather isn't even normal anymore. We're having warm weather, hallelujah, for us. But we've always lived in the frigid air here, but it says the times are going to change and the laws are going to change. I just really want you to do your own research because it's really hard to find people that study, that have a mind, that aren't brainwashed. Because if you just sit and watch what they tell you on the news every single day, you're going to get in fear. It's going to get to the point, I believe, people are going to be afraid to go outside. People already are afraid. They're afraid of their neighbor. They're afraid of everything. They're going to be afraid of a germ. And then the next one's coming. And the next pandemic's coming. And this is coming. And this is coming. You got to keep on renewing. Keep getting boosters. Keep getting boosters. This is the way the world is going. And you're all going to have to make your own decision. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I can't. But it's for me and my house. I know what we're doing. And you probably know what you're doing. But everyone has to make decisions. And then we have to love the people that are doing things that we don't agree with. Yeah. If they're in your family, you know what? There's going to be things. It's their choice. And we have to deal with that. Something happened to us today. We got grieved at some decisions that people are making. You know what? They said, it's my choice. And we have to say, that's right. God gives everybody a free will. And we're not like Hitler. We can't control people. We don't want to control people. So this is an hour where we have to walk in love, be strong, be bold, but also open your eyes and be a watchman and see what's coming and know that we're in a cancer culture. We're coming into some strong times and know what the Agenda 21-17 goals of the New World Order are. Some of them, I won't even talk about it at this point, we're not there. But we're dealing with what we see right now and we have to be encouraged. Live every day to your fullest. Amen? Amen? And be happy and laugh, even though some things aren't funny. But get with your friends like we have a bunch of goofballs and we all laugh. We all laugh at each other and it's fun because we know what's here, we know what's coming, but we also have fun and enjoy life and live every day. You know what? You could have been born in a third world country and have never experienced any freedom that we have now. So we rejoice in the things that we have and the things that we still have. But there are things that are going to go away. There's going to be some things that we see implemented and our world is changing. So if you have knowledge, you have power. And when you're not deceived, you're wide open. That's half the battle right there because it says they will deceive the nations. Yeah. with their sorceries, with their pharmacies, with the pharmacies. If you haven't gotten the hint by that, but that's all I'll say. Father, we thank you for encouraging everybody to be wide awake. Your disciples, you told them exactly what was going to happen. You didn't whitewash it. You didn't try to tell them, oh, you're not going to have any trouble. He let them know. They want to deliver you up to kill you. He was very bold and blunt. And he showed us about Judas because he wanted us to know. There's people that are pretending to be loving our country. There's people that pretend that they love the church, they love the people. The enemy's got people in different places. And we have to know that you warned us of this. It shouldn't be a surprise. But he said, let no man deceive you. And Father, that's our prayer. We do not want to be deceived in these end times. Truth might be hard to take, but it beats being blind and deceived. So Father, we thank you for truth. Thy word is truth. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. And everyone said?
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.
Apart from you, we can do nothing. So we depend on you. You're the vine.